Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares. Hi, Deborah, how are we doing tonight?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan, and I wish I could say that one day would go by when we aren't falling deeper into the globalist agenda.
Well, Deborah, how long has it been that you've known what was going on? You know, I've been at this for 50 years. You're a relative newcomer. How long ago did you suddenly wake up to the realization that America was under attack and in grave danger?
I will tell you, actually, we experienced UN Agenda 21 in relationship to our building business in Southern California, and in the mid-90s, it was becoming next to impossible for us to identify a parcel of land and do a feasibility study on it in taking into consideration all of the new requirements that were coming out of the local cities and off-site requirements, etc. And we were simply not able to continue building and make sense with sellable prices to buyers. And at the time, I didn't know it was UN Agenda 21. I also did not realize we had a second home up in the hills of San Bernardino above Southern California. And literally thousands and thousands of acres of trees just started to die over a few years. And we ended up being mightily impacted with tremendous tree removal costs. And at the time, I had no idea that it was far more of a story than the bark beetles that were accused of girdling the trees and due to the drought and the mismanagement of the forests, et cetera. And I now, of course, know that that's from the geoengineering and all the toxic dumps that were sprayed. But it was a gradual, painful, costly program of inch by inch, we emerged into knowing what was happening. And then all of a sudden, the big plummet occurred, and we realized with the smart meters that were being attached to our properties.
But that was only really a couple of years ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And when we realized the deception that we were being told by Southern California Edison, that they weren't required to have an environmental impact study, that it had been waived because the project was too small. And then in the same breath, just within a half an hour, they completely recanted that position and said, oh, no, our smart meter department is huge, and we've got volumes of paperwork, and we'll get you that information. Well, of course, they never had an environmental impact study. They were disinfo, and immediately we knew something was wrong, and we started looking into it, and that's when we hurtled into the world of smart meters. And upon many, many, many hours and hours of research, we discovered the truth behind that.
All right. Now, are you on a regular telephone, Deborah?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, I think maybe I'm going to have my producer call you back, because we usually have a better connection than we have right now. So if you wouldn't mind just hanging up, and I will ask Daniel to go ahead Daniel, if you wouldn't mind calling Deborah back, let's see if we can get a better line. But anyway, of course, what Deborah is saying is absolutely true. Smart meters have all sorts of impacts. Some people are very, very sensitive to electromagnetics, but we are all impacted by it. It's not just smart meters. It's smart appliances. It's a smart grid. We are under attack, not from without, but from within, by people who have an intense hatred of humanity. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Let us swear allegiance to a land. be late.
No.
Flight with all.
Right, son.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And Deborah got just started a couple of years ago to suddenly realize that this whole issue of the smart meters, and of course, what's the real purpose of the smart meter? Well, it's basically so that they will know when you're using electricity, if there's anybody in the house, what they're doing. It is to drive up the cost of electricity. It is actually to submit, so actually you will be subjected to a marked increase in radiation, and some people are extremely sensitive to this, but everybody is going to be impacted by this type of radiation, because first of all, you start with the meters, and then you go to the appliances, and starting this year and next year, all the appliances that you are going to be buying are going to have chips in them, and they will be communicating with a smart meter, and then, of course, this is going to go up on the smart grid, and everything is going to be monitored and controlled, but not only that, you are going to be exposed to tremendous electromagnetic radiation. Deborah, you pick up the story.
Yes, that's exactly right, Dr. Stan. In fact, we have a website set up specifically for information on smart meters, and I would recommend that everyone go to www.refusesmartmeters.com.
All right, I'm going to ask you to speak just a little louder, and we'll go right from there.
Yes, everybody go to refusesmartmeters.com. We have documents up on that site. We talk about the globalist agenda. This is for full spectrum energy dominance. And you will see a number of presentations that we've done that will explain that in great detail. But it's very, very important to look up the Fort Meade Army military document that was received through a Freedom of Information Act. This document fully delineates the harm that will be caused as this microwave RF frequency and electromagnetic exposure has results.
Now, that is not the PowerPoint presentation that you've been distributing. Is that a different presentation?
Well, actually, Dr. Stan, I was with you at a convention recently a few months ago, and I spoke after you. I have that up on the website. RefuseSmartMeters.com. I also have another PowerPoint presentation that I did at an Oath Keepers group in Southern California.
But wasn't there one that you have that actually is put up by some sort of a government agency, a 100-and-some-odd-page PowerPoint presentation?
Oh, yes. Well, we'll get into that. That is most definitely a shift in smart meters. It's inclusive of frequencies, the planned attack, and that's called the NASA War Document. And that is actually on another site that we have up. They're all linked together, all of our sites. But this site is called StopTheCrime.net. StopTheCrime.net. And you will see a button that will say NASA Future War Documents. Well, the future is now. This document was presented by NASA as a PowerPoint in July of 2001. And it is quite, it's very alarming, to say the least. And it really does talk about robots, cyborgs, and eliminating humans. And some of the people and organizations that are behind this is the U.S. Air Force, the National Research Council, Atlantic Command, Australian Department of Defense, DARPA, the CIA, the FBI, the DIA, and the list goes on.
I think it's vitally important that people understand there really are people out there who believe there are too many people in the world, and the only way to save the world would be to eliminate a large segment of the population. What people do not understand is that there is a genocidal program being carried out today. Now, certainly, they will readily admit that they have carried out 400 million, 400 million abortions in communist China, largely done with help from International Planned Parenthood, financed by the United States. They've actually carried out 400 million abortions in India. Usually, and we're certainly financing those as well. They've actually carried out 400 million abortions in Russia since the beginning of the last century, and certainly all financed in large part by the United States. That's, of course, 1.2 billion people, but of course for every abortion carried out to contraception, sterilization, they presented the birth of three or four people. So basically, they've either killed or prevented the birth of about 4 billion people, and largely financed by the United States. But that is simply the abortion, and then there's the euthanasia, and the euthanasia is being carried out in America today under the guise of comfort care. Comfort care. Go up on the internet and type in comfort care, euthanasia, elderly, just comfort care. You'll find out this is being carried out in our hospitals and nursing homes today. Not all of them, but over in England, they've killed 120,000 people every year, 120,000 people every year. Talk to the elderly in England. They're afraid to go to the hospital, because they fear they'll never come out alive. They've actually killed 120,000 people in England, and they've only got a population of about 40 million. Imagine how many they'll be able to kill here in the United States when we get Obamacare. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, Dr. Stan, in this NASA document, they talk about the low-power microwave frequencies and how these will be used in the continental United States, that they know that it will cause problems with behavioral. It'll cause seizures, low brain functions. They say 30 to 100% increases in brain blood flow. They talk about the lethality. They talk about how much of what they're going to do is fingerprintless. Bacteriological viruses, prion parasites, fungi, carcinogens, and toxins. They talk about how we're going to be replaced. On page 66 of the NASA document, it says, increasingly critical human limitations and downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally, require huge logistics, we cost too much. Humans have rapidly decreasing to negative value. And robots are much more effective, the enhanced affordability, more reliable, and certainly have many, many platforms of robots, from miniaturized robots to larger robots. They talk about robot intelligence as being superior to us. Best bet, they say, is to produce artificial cyber life, which will be replacing humans, is what they're talking about here. They talk about psychological warfare used in the continental United States in the large, through the CNN syndrome, which is the media organization, the front for mass terrorism. They talk about using microwave chemicals, biologicals, and, again, a whole host of smart dust. They talk about everything will have a sensor. We will even end up with sensors by nanotechnology that will be dropped by aerosols.
Now, basically, which report is this you're quoting at the present time?
Well, this is a report that is loaded up on our website on stopthecrime.net, and the actual title of this report is called the Future Strategic Issues, Future Warfare, circa 2025.
And now, who put this out?
NASA put this out, NASA Langley Research Center. This was presented by Dennis M. Bushnell, who was the chief scientist at the NASA Langley Research Center. This was presented in July of 2001. It was a PowerPoint presentation, and at the time that it was presented, they said on page 4, this presentation is based in all cases upon existing data, trends, analysis, and technology. No pixie dust. So in other words, everything that is in this document was available. They were capable technologies back in 2001. They talk about legalizing smart dust to create pathological assaults upon our lung tissue, and that this type of warfare is now legal. They talk about 80% of the continental United States and population and infrastructure within 50 miles of the coastline could ultimately be destroyed by inexpensive blast wave accelerators.
Now, are they talking about blast waves, or are they talking about EMP attacks?
Well, they talk about EMPs too, but the blast wave technology is a different technology. It was called back in the days in the mid-40s when it was actually it was a top-secret wartime experiment called the tsunami bomb, and it was a devastating war secret, and they were going to actually use it in place of atomic bombs because of the massive destructive capabilities. And we have actually that particular definition up on the website under the NASA documents, so you can look at these things. They talk about using binary biologicals in our food supply. They talk about Trojan horse civilian systems. They are going to put Trojan horses in every single thing. Self-deceptive ways in which they are going to attack the continental United States. They will use our railways, our banking system, and computers. They talk about attack buildings, software and hardware. They mention that our international payment systems will be irrecoverable.
Let me just interrupt here. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Ladies and gentlemen, our enemy is not in Beijing. If it were, why are we sending so much money? Why have we transferred our industry over there? Our enemy is not in Russia. We've done everything we could. It was American corporations and American funds used to drill the oil and gas wells in Russia that made Russia the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world, though the enemy is here in the United States, ladies and gentlemen. People who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, the document talks about, and I'm going to just read this. This is on page 93. It says, exploit CNN syndrome. And again, that's the media front for psychological warfare. So starting from the top, exploit CNN syndrome. Sink carriers via swarm attacks. Capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. Terror attacks within the continental United States. Binary, biological, critical infrastructure. Takedown, EMPs, microwave radiation frequencies against the brain, etc. Serious psychological warfare, collateral damage, and exploitation. They talk about there will be sensors on everything, miniature robots, artificial intelligence, cyborgs, by the swarms and hordes everywhere. They talk about country-sized dispersed magazines, small, inexpensive, unmanned vehicles, rockets, projectiles. It goes, again, they talk about EMPs frequently throughout this document. They talk about a sensor web, which, of course, many people now are calling Skynet. We know that here recently it was admitted by the Chinese that they have a massive surveillance grid to stop the Tibetans from torching themselves. And they admit that they have a Skynet. And this is what we're heading for. There will be sensors on absolutely every single thing, from plants to animals. They will use animals and urban rats to attack us. This document is unimaginable. And we have everything will be telecommuting, and everything will be based on computers. In fact, that's what I'm understanding across the board now. But on page 99, they say trends and summary. Everything will be computerized, everything. U.S. just one of the crowd economically, and warfare on the cheap, many potential peers, warfare increasingly robotic. Survivability and affordability and power projection via deep water subs and blast wave accelerators. The continental United States and logistics defense is increasingly worrisome. Well, of course, they know what they're going to do to us. They say a typical scenario, takedown of the U.S. by 10 people and $10 million. Binary biologicals, imported vitamins and clothing, food supply, care, biological. They talk about physical against key nodes such as physical strikes against key nodes such as railroads, take down the economy, a water supply contamination accompanied by serious psychological warfare.
Well, now, basically, Deborah, are they saying these are things they're going to do or things that they're afraid that may happen?
Well, we know that they're doing much of what they're talking about in here.
What is the basic thrust of the talk? Is this the danger or what they're actually doing?
Well, they're laying out the capabilities that that NASA and these other agencies have. They said in 2001 that everything in this document they were capable of doing.
Hold that thought, because Deborah's simply going over this NASA document that was actually a PowerPoint presentation giving back in 2001, talking about the terrible things that the government has, the capacity they have to simply eliminate most of the productivity on both the East and the West Coast of the United States and a large segment of the population. And you say, why would anybody of their right mind in our government talk about this? Well, ladies and gentlemen, our government is very tightly compartmentalized, and we do have some people there who really do believe in population control. If you doubt that, you need to hear my talk. It's available from my ministry by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda, Population Control, the Covert Agenda, or you can get our talk on Agenda 21, the Covert Plan, and of course it comes with a syllabus, and you'll actually cover much of the same thing. There really are people who believe there are too many people in the world, and we'd be far better off without them, which is why, of course, they've aborted, certainly, admittedly, well over a billion, almost a billion, people, probably far more than that, and then, of course, they really do have plans, and they're in the process of certainly doing away with conventional foodstuffs. They're genetically modified of rice now. There's genetically modified soybeans. There's genetically modified corn. There's genetically modified cottonseed oil. They are certainly genetically modifying our food to make it carcinogenic, to make it so that it will produce infertility, and you give the feed animals genetically modified corn for three generations, and they don't reproduce. They do. And if you believe, of course, there are too many people in the world, you want to give them something that will destroy the reproduction, and that's really what they're doing now. Publication. This is a talk given back in 2001. Deborah has it on her website. How can people find that website, Deborah?
Yes. Go to stopthecrime.net, and you will see a NASA war document signed. Just push that, and that will get you to the link of this document.
And we do actually have it. You can get it through us, but we'd prefer you got it and pulled it down and copied it yourself, because it's an awful job for us to reproduce that. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, the document goes on to discuss how robotic warfare will be in the large. They say better than human, and also artificial intelligence and cyber life. They talk about the various sizes of robots, how they will attack, how they will poison insects, bugs. They will swarm in clouds, and they will attack.
And I think it's so people have to understand that they really want to get away from people. Right now, of course, we have fighter planes flown by certainly people in the Air Force, F-16s, F-20s, F-14s. But they really want to replace them with drones. And they're going to have 30,000 drones actually certainly flying over the United States. 30,000 drones armed, certainly they will have all sorts of various armaments on them. So they'll be able to kill people indiscriminately, like they're doing it over in Pakistan. But how can we possibly complain about, when this thing happens here, we haven't been concerned when they were killing civilians over in Pakistan. The other day they killed about 20 civilians in Pakistan, they said, with their drones, and they said, oh, shucks, you know, it was just a mistake. It's just sort of like playing a video game. You sit there behind a computer, you direct the drone, of course you launch the weapons, they kill people in Pakistan, but before long they're going to have those same armed drones over America. Why do you think they want armed drones if they were just interested in collecting information? Why do they have to have weapons on them? This is not imaginary, it's real. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, in the document they discuss how machines are as creative and smarter than humans, and robots will be the norm. They also talk about sensors on everything, and this is what we're seeing now with the global smart grid. Also, they talk about smart explosive dust opportunity, and that is in the discussion of infiltration of deeply buried or other such targets. They discuss microdust weaponry, a mechanical analog to biologicals, micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lung. The dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes pathological missions, and this is a completely new weapon, they say, which is legal.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I suggest you go to Deborah's website. Once again, what's the website, Deborah?
StopTheCrime.net.
And this was actually a talk that was given in 2001?
Yes, in July of 2001, just a couple of months before 9/11.
And was this actually given by a government official?
Yes, Dennis Bushnell.
Hold that thought, we'll be right back. Dennis Bushnell.
Don't be late.
No. Nope.
night, son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening is Deborah Tavares, and Deborah has done a lot of research and gotten some of the things that have been put out by people who work for the government, which border on sounding like they're crazy. I mean, replacing people with certainly robots, certainly having certainly almost everything have some sort of a tag on it or computer chip so that it could be monitored. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's what the whole smart meter is all about. You're going to have smart meters on every home. Then you're going to have smart appliances. All the new appliances have a chip in them, which will actually communicate with the smart meter, and that information then can be sent to the smart web. Of course, there's going to be a web of all these electronic symbols. It's going to be going to the intelligence agencies who want to know everything about us. And, of course, this is going to be able to be used to drive up the cost of electricity. They want you to use your electricity at night, not during the daytime. Use it at night when there's not much demand for it. They're raising the price of electricity in the United States intentionally to drive our industries offshore. They've already driven large segments of the aluminum industry offshore by raising the cost of electricity very high and totally unnecessarily. And then, of course, the people will go over to China where they have a subsidized electricity. It's very cheap. Just another means of certainly driving more of our industry out of America. This is what the plan is. But, of course, they can't tell the American people what they're really doing. There is an agenda. There is a plan. That's why you need to hear my talk, Agenda 21, the covert plan. It's well worthwhile. And it will tell you about the genocidal programs, the effort to destroy our economy, the effort to destroy the value of our currency, the effort to bring about population control and dramatically reduce the population of the world because there are too many people in the world, ladies and gentlemen. And they specifically targeted the blacks in Africa. They're not going to tell you that, but that's exactly what they're doing. Why is it you think that here in America, why, of course, we have certainly a very low level of AIDS. We only lost about 600,000 people. And certainly we have about 1.1 million infected. But, of course, if you look at the race of those people, almost half of those who've died and are infected are black. Why? Because the disease AIDS was designed to target the black population. And if you go to Africa, you go to South Africa, 25% of the population are HIV infected, and they're all going to die. And that's what AIDS, the virus, is all about. It's genetically modified and to actually kill certain races. You can actually target certain races with disease, and that is what they're doing. That's part of Agenda 21, and if you don't believe it, of course, you can actually read the document. It's included in our syllabus you get when you get the Agenda 21 DVD. It's called Rebuilding America's Defenses, put out by the neocons, where they talk about certainly creating diseases designed to kill off certain races. And specifically, they don't tell you, but they've targeted the black. Go ahead, Deborah.
Well, in the NASA document on stopthecrime.net, they're targeting all of us in the United States. And you will see that they are going to have biosensors, nanotags, smart card sensors. They're going to put sensors, they're going to implant them during manufacturing and in servicing. They mention also that they're going to have sensor swarms. smart dust will, of course, float in the air currents. Nanotags will be placed on everything, everywhere. Identification and status information will therefore be available. They're going to co-opt bugs and insects. This is chemical weapons, and these are indiscriminate. This is absolutely a genocidal program heading our direction. It's no wonder that in the Ozarks, it was recently discovered that there's a 73,000 square foot armored redoubt. It was, the permits on this building were pulled as a single family, and it sits on top of thousands of miles of underground network for the global elite to duck under like moles to scurry away from what they're planning topside.
You know, basically what you're talking about is the fact that there are all sorts of underground areas where the people can go. They're well financed, they're stocked as far as food and water and air is concerned, and they're probably close to 90, at least 90 that we know of. These are underground bunkers for the elite, because they know there's going to be a major cataclysmic event coming. Certainly Jesse Ventura covers this very well in his DVDs. You can actually see this, and it will take you into these areas in the Ozarks that have been prepared. They've actually been prepared for the elite to go to when, of course, there is a collapse of society or whatever they're planning. We don't know what they're planning, but we do know that they're planning for them to escape. We know, for instance, and I've mentioned this before, that I've been told by several people I know who've been involved with intelligence agencies, they have been told to get out of the United States. A cataclysmic event is coming about. I have a friend of mine who has a website that has had over 50 million hits on it, and she has contact with the intelligence agencies, and she has been told to get out of the country. She's actually going to live over in Australia and has a place over there. And understand, ladies and gentlemen, the elite are making plans to escape. The Bush family has a farm in Paraguay, 200,000 acres. Why do you think the Bush family bought 200,000 acres in Paraguay? But please don't take what I say. Go up on the internet and you can check this out. Just go to your search engine and write in Bush family purchases 200,000 acres in Paraguay. And then ask yourself, why would they want to go to Paraguay? Why would the Bush family want to purchase 200,000 acres in Paraguay? What are they planning for? Go right ahead, Deborah.
This NASA document also spends much time demonizing the United States. They're saying that the U.S. produces only 18% of the world's GDP. They talk about 70% of the research is conducted offshore, that we have a $400 billion-year trade deficit, and of 32 other nations devote larger percentages of their GDP to research, and that we only save 3% versus 30% savings in Asia, and we're 13th out of 30 in school in math and science scores. They also talk about how they're going to use computers for everything, that most of the universities will close due to, which of course is going to put data into us, make data available to us, but we will not have a class to interact with. It will change how we learn. They don't want us to learn. A very, very valuable document is Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. It's only 41 pages. It is on our website, stopthecrime.net, and also, Dr. Stan, under breaking news on our website, we do have that latest Jesse Ventura movie that someone shot off of their television set. Unfortunately, it's not the best production of it, but it is called Ozark, which means Oz's Ark. That's Illuminati. And it is fascinating to watch and see just what their plans are. And when you look at this NASA document, you can see that they would create an underground redoubt that would protect them from this type of hideous attack upon the world. I mean, while they say much of this is the continental United States, this is a world attack. They're doing this in other countries right now with drones and chemicals. They're dumping on villages. I've got a story up under the NASA document that talks about what they did to Libya recently, to a village with dumping toxic chemicals. People were dying without even being shot. And they were leaving the town and going out into the desert. And when they tried to return, they were being mowed down with machine guns from the militia that had positioned itself around the peripheral of this town. And then they went in with heavy equipment and started knocking down all the houses. What we're looking at is a hideous form of Agenda 21, where we have the Wildlands Project here, the map, the U.S. map of the United States here, where it shows that 50% of the United States will have denied access to humans. This is global. It's not just in the United States.
And basically what you're saying is they're knocking down the homes over there in Libya because it's part of this effort of simply destroying existing society, which is really what it's all about. And you say, who in their right mind would want to destroy existing society? And the answer is, nobody in their right mind. But we're not dealing with people in their right mind. Why in heaven's name did we go over to into Afghanistan and then into Iraq? We went into Iraq because they had weapons of mass destruction. It was all a lie. All of the intelligence agencies said that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, that all had been transferred to Syria. So why did we go in? Because they wanted a war. They've wasted $1.5 trillion in the wars in Afghanistan and in Iraq. Why do they do that? Because they want to bankrupt this country. When you understand they want to bankrupt America, then it all begins to make sense, because these people's loyalty is not to America, but to this internationalist dream. They're using the financial and military power of the United States at the present time to bring about the world government, but they're not going to need America much longer. And when, of course, they no longer need America, they will simply destroy our economy, impoverish our people, enslave our land. We've got Michael calling from Flint, Michigan. Michael, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I had a reliable source tell me that on 12/12/12, which is today, that they had some kind of cataclysmic computer program that was going to shut a whole bunch of stuff down and try to collapse the financial markets around the world.
But Michael did it. But Michael, did it happen?
Pardon me?
Did it happen?
Yeah, and so, but today...
Michael, they said that you said that this was going to happen on 12/12. I think that's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, today, basically, right now.
Okay.
Today.
Okay, well, of course, you're later than we are there. All right, fine. So basically, you are the 12th there. You're on Eastern time, and we're here on Western time. Well, anyway,
yeah,
it's going to be very interesting, but I don't think it's going to happen myself.
You know, it's interesting, Michael.
Well, let's let Deborah comment. What did you want to say, Deborah?
Yeah, I was going to tell Michael it's interesting because in the NASA document that's on stopthecrime.net on page 18, you will see that 15% of all the power today, and that was back in 2001, it would be used by computers, and they said by 2010 it would reach 60%. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow, but... A lot of what we're also going to experience is psychological warfare and creating massive fear.
And because that's exactly what that story that Michael is putting out is designed to do. It's to create fear. When we've got people fearful, and then, of course, you've got another cataclysmic. The world is going to fall apart on the 21st of December. Well, is it going to be destroyed tomorrow, Michael, or will it be on the 21st?
Well, I think they got the two and the one backwards. It's going to be 1-2, not 2-1.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. And so go right ahead, Deborah, or just anything else you wanted to bring up.
Well, I think it's very important for everyone that's listening to read Silent Weapons, Quiet Wars. It does talk about the global elite's plans. This was a 1954 Bilderberg policy, and it really does illustrate their contempt towards us. We are vile. we are lab rats. They experiment on us. They think we're brainless. They believe that since we don't read and we're stupid, that we belong on the farm with the other dumb animals.
Now, who wrote that Silent Weapons?
It was a policy of the Bilderbergs, and it was found in international intelligence.
All right.
And it was suppressed, and I would recommend everybody getting a hold of it and taking a look at it. It actually also is in the beginning of the book, Behold a Pale Horse, that William Cooper wrote. And he refers to that document quite often, as do many other books as well. But it is an excellent document. It is in the elite sick words and interpretation. It talks about their plans. It talks about how they psychologically engineered us to give our sons and daughters up to war. And they talk about the purpose of war is to kill the creditors.
Let me just comment, of course, William Cooper, who wrote the book, Behold a Pale Horse. William Cooper was a talk show host. I had him on my program several times. He was on with me, and I was on with him. And, of course, what happened to William Cooper? They sent a SWAT team out, and they killed him. They said, well, he shot first, so that's why we killed him. Why did they send the SWAT team to begin with? But we're never supposed to ask that sort of question. Does that sort of thing really happen in America? And if it did, why aren't we talking about it? Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely true, and I would recommend everyone read that book, Behold a Pale Horse, written by William Cooper. It is fascinating, and it does have the Quiet Weapons Silent War document in it as well. And also, another attack upon us right now is not only the smart meters, the smart grid, but we are under a massive attack with microwave frequency radiation coming from cell phone towers and antennas. And you can go to our site, stopthecrime.net, and take a look at the cell phone towers. There's other websites that you can go to. Turn your cell phones off. Never talk on them in your car. Really, they were designed as a tracking device and a device to make you sick. That is what you will learn when you listen to what some of the scientists in Europe say. There's also a book that you...
I think it's important what you're talking about is what the scientists in Europe are saying about cell phones. And so we know that they put off radiation. They know that, of course, it increases the incidence of brain cancer in children. And we know that it decreases the sperm count in men who wear a cell phone on their belt. So basically, do not tell me that they are suddenly harmless. They know exactly what's going on. And you say, well, if that's true, everybody would know it. Well, fortunately, you can go up on the internet and check it out. Go up and check out the fact what cell phones do to male sperm count when they wear the cell phone on their belt. And you'll find out the sperm count drops about 50%. If it's going to do that to the sperm, what do you think it's doing to the rest of your organs? They knew how dangerous the cell phones were before they were ever deployed, and anybody who dared to speak out against it was threatened. And we actually, my best friend, is an alumnus of Washington University, University of Washington, and they were actually, the university was actually threatened if they dared tell the truth about cell phones. Could this possibly be true? Well, Deborah, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Yes, there's an excellent book called Cellular Telephone, Russian Roulette, and it's by Robert Kane, K-A-N-E. And that's actually available on the website. You can find it on stopthecrime.net. And on page 138, it talks about the IEEE, which is the Institute for Electrical and Electronics Engineering.
Now, speak a little louder, Deborah, please.
Yeah, it talks about, in the book, about how the Institute for Electrical and Electronic Engineers has much higher standards of allowable cell phone exposure limits with frequencies than in the USSR. The USSR standards are far more strict than in the United States by a factor of 280. And we know the historical disregard for the population in Russia, and yet they will not allow the level of frequency, radio frequency exposure, as we do here in the United States. And that same exposure increase is allowable by IEEE for the smart grid here in the United States. We are getting far, far more frequencies. What they are doing is they are creating an electrified dog fence around all of us. I also recently realized that in some of the pharmacies, when you go into them, if you have younger children, they can hear frequencies, and they're sending messages over the intercom system in the stores suggesting that these children need to get flu shots or they will die from some kind of illness without a flu shot, and the parents cannot hear this. There are different frequencies that young groups of people can hear, and there are, it's called actually, we have it up on our website. We found this a month ago. It was the, it sticks up under, convenience stores to, cause loitering to, leave because the sound frequencies hurt their ears, and so they determine what age group is loitering, and they can blast off these frequencies. So I can say, please go to our website. We have ToxicSky.org, RefuseSmartMeters.com, StopTheCrime.net, and we have SmartMetersMurder.com. I recommend everybody read the source documents on StopTheCrime.net.
We're out of time, Deborah. I'm going to have to thank you so much, and God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Good night.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. As for me, if you would like to get the Toxic Skies or one of Deborah's websites, Toxic Skies, but go up on the Internet and look up Deborah Taveras, T-A-V-E-R-U-S, and go to her website and pull some of this information down. It is truly incredible. But, of course, we really are under attack today. Basically, certainly 100 years ago, one person in every 80 got cancer. Today, it's one in two men and one in three women. Why do we have this increase in cancer? Why the experts say they don't know, and I will tell you why. They're poisoning us, ladies and gentlemen. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the food. And if you haven't heard my talks on population control, the hidden agenda, you need to get that DVD. You need to get my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. You need to get this at the Ambassador Henry Cooper's DVD, the talk he gave for us. It's entitled The Threat of an EMP Attack. The Threat of an EMP Attack. We'll send along a document with that that'll give you the information about this. And they're talking about as many as 90% of the American population being dead within 6 to 12 months, and this is not imaginary. If it were, certainly Congress would not have voted almost unanimously to appropriate the money to protect our grid, and yet that has been effectively blocked and all mention has been suppressed. The DVD again, Ambassador Henry Cooper's talk on the threat of an EMP attack. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan, my talk on population control, the covert agenda, Ambassador Henry Cooper on the threat of an EMP attack. And then, of course, we want to mention that if you really want to understand what's going on in the world, you have to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and I've been told by key people, both inside and outside of government, that this has helped to change their life and their whole perspective of what is really going on in the world today. Now, we have somewhere close to 100,000 copies out across America, 50 to 100,000 copies. Time to reprint it, and so if you'd like to help us, you can get a case of our book. Ordinarily, they sell for $12.95. You get them for less than $3 each. You pay $150 plus shipping. You get 64 copies of Brotherhood of Darkness. And of course, we hope then that you'll get those and disseminate them. But of course, this will help us to get the item reprinted. we want to get the book reprinted, and now, although we still have some, we want to be sure we do not get out of print, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness at a very, very good price, and here's an opportunity to change people's lives. If they'll read the book, I promise you they will never look at the world through the same eyes again. If you haven't read the book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why, you really need to get it and read it, because it will help you to better understand the spiritual nature of the battle in which we're engaged in today. Then, of course, you need to our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We will not bill your card until we are actually in the process of printing copies of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. And then, of course, we want to mention that we hope you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 24 hours a day. Certainly, they're there on the Internet. They're archived. And then, of course, you can listen to our live programs there as well. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, you'll read our newsletters, you'll listen to our radio programs. We have a lot of DVDs, various talks that either I or other people have given at our conferences. They're up there on our website at RadioLiberty.com. You're free to watch them. And then we want you to tell other people about our programs. We want you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection, because we are truly involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but a political battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.